Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Elmer Weingartner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seary. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens bunts towards third. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to third. Moore moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Weingartner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocco scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0 for 1 in the game. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn strikes out. There goes Burns. The throw from Hayes to Weingartner, and Burns is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to home to get Moore. Stevens moves to third. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 2 in the game. Zaldak strikes out. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.